This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Before the Republican National Convention started, the protesters had their day. Many thousands marched past New York's Madison Square Garden. Police were ready for any possible violence, but this demonstration, largely organized by peace activists, went peacefully. NPR's Margot Adler reports.
The march stretched out 2.5 miles, and when the first marchers reached their destination, the last had not started to walk. It was a mixed crowd of veterans, students, union members, environmentalists, all ages and races. There were Korean drummers, anti-war feminists wearing pink slips, and more than 900 people carrying coffins to represent the U.S. war dead in Iraq. There were angry youths shouting epithets and singing grandmothers with sunny smiles, and there were humorous signs like, "No more carbs," Cheney, Ashcroft, Rumsfeld, and Bush. Eleanor Dennis, Cindy Rosenbaum, and Tish Demuski are with a group called MOB, Mothers Opposing Bush. They were eager to say why they believed the march mattered.
Healthcare, environment, education, the world image of the United States.
And exactly. The world hates us. We're in more danger now than we've been in decades.
Absolutely. This is the most important election in all of our lifetimes.
Fight for all.
The protest went off without a hitch, except for a tense 20-minute period when a papier-mâché dragon was set on fire near the garden, and demonstrators tried to stop police from making arrests. At least 15 people were detained in that incident, and crowds shouted angrily at the police.
Let's go! Move back! Move back! Move back! Let's go! Right now!
Police said more than 200 arrests took place during the day, most of them unconnected with the large march. The sponsor of Sunday's march, United for Peace and Justice, had lost its legal fight for a permit to rally on the Great Lawn of Central Park. But thousands went to the Great Lawn anyway to relax, put their signs down, lie on the grass, and enjoy a park site supposedly off limits. Brian Brown from New York and Susan Walpert from Ohio were among the throngs enjoying the park.
The Great Lawn is the only place to be. It's better than a Sealy pastor-pleated mattress.
It is sunny. It's starting to cool off a little bit. We have a little bit of breeze. Everybody is sitting in all these little shady spots. And there's a lot of smiles on people's faces.
In another part of town, a satiric protest group called Billionaires for Bush went to the theater district, wearing gowns, tuxes, and top hats, their purpose to greet the 1,400 Republican ticket holders who were taking in a Sunday matinee. Here's one of the comedians who calls herself Fonda Sterling.
Georgie's been very good for our portfolios on the whole. He's enriched us greatly. I mean, it only costs a couple of hundred million to elect him, select him, appoint him, however you want to call it.
Protest activities, both humorous and serious, continue all through this convention week as 6,000 Republican delegates work, play, and party in this deeply Democratic town. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.